Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
19702.
You may have your first and last name.
Anthony Lloyd.
And will you verify your shipping address?
11 Swansea Lane, Newark, Delaware.
Okay, let's see. Just one moment. Okay, I do see here you have this Wi-Fi booster. How may I help you today?
Wi-Fi boosters.
Yes, sir.
How many Wi-Fi boosters I got from y'all?
Well, you only have one Wi-Fi booster.
So why did y'all take $49 out of my account two times?
Okay, so basically you pay the $6.70. They ship their Wi-Fi booster out to you as a gift for joining the factory direct savings store. And within 48 hours, they bill you for that membership.
I've no counsel that. That's some fucking bullshit. I ain't see that shit on your damn application. For when you send for tax surveys, I didn't see that on there. All I seen was the $6.95. It's enough. And if I did, I didn't approve of no damn membership. Y'all got some slick shit with you because you know people ain't fine printing it, reading that shit. Now I want my money back. Because I don't think I checked any boxes that said I want to be a member. I took the survey for the free gift and paid the shipping and handle. Other than that, I don't recall that. And I'm sorry that you're getting me, caught me irate because you went the fuck in my account and called me to be overdrawn unbeknownst to me.
Okay, just one moment.
Two times you did it, December and this month. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of shit is that? What am I supposed to get for the membership? For $50 a membership, what do I get?
Okay, sir. So basically, you paying the $49.97 to shop
for
online.
What? I don't go on no damn online. I think I told you don't send me that shit through my email. Don't send me no, I don't want no tax, take survey shit from you no more. That's a trap shit. I want my money back. And if you ain't giving it back, my bank going to sue your ass for my money because that's some underhanded bullshit. Every damn month, pay for some damn $50 for a membership. I don't even pay membership at the damn YMCA every month for that damn amount. You got a lot of damn nerve. I want my money back. Counsel me, and I want my return because you didn't get it today. I don't know why my bank let you get it last month. You giving it back today. I ain't signing up for no damn membership. And then that punk-ass Wi-Fi booster shit didn't even work anyway.
Yeah, what I can do is offer you a 35% refund.
I don't care what you get. No, you're going to give me my whole $50. Because you started to today, and I'm telling you today, I ain't paying no another $50 for that shit. And if you don't resolve it, I'm going to just hang up from you and call my bank. And let them resolve it and give them specific instructions. I want my full amount back. And do whatever you got to do. They got to do. Get my damn money. I'm asking for $50 back when I should ask for $100. You going to talk about some discount? Discount my ass for getting my $50 back.
Okay, just hold one moment.
You're going to put me in no fucking duffel over no damn.
Okay, I fully refunded you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
What you fully refunded, $100?
I fully refunded the $49.97, and it will appear in your account.
Counsel me and goodbye.
And I have confirmation for you to write down.
Then you're going to be sick about it. Come talking about a 30% discount. But what's the confirmation?
Just one moment.
You're going to take somebody's damn money then talk about 30% discount like I got a fucking money tree in my backyard. You ain't got one in your damn backyard and I ain't got one in mine. You ought to have no more decency about your ass than to be taking people's money like that.
Well, I do apologize if you misunderstood the terms and conditions.
The hell open up for you crooked ass fuckers. Take advantage of fucking advertising, discount shipping and handle that. Next thing you know, you got some hidden agenda behind that shit.
Yes, I do understand. Well, I do apologize if you misunderstood the terms and conditions, but that refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
You didn't have it up boldly enough and legible enough for people to read it. You know what the hell you was doing?
Are you ready for that confirmation?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
That would be C for Charlie.
What
258. C for Charlie. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah,
258.
C for Charlie.
258. 904-540.
And better, yeah, I'm calling my bank telling them to get a
your account has been canceled and fully refunded.
I'm talking about my other $40 from that $50 from last month, because I ain't know that shit.
I'm going to transfer you over to that supervisor. Just hold one moment.
Because I'm going to have my bank sue y'all's ass.
Okay, I'm going to get your information gathered up so I can transfer you over to that supervisor. Just hold one moment.
My information, when it comes to my damn money, stays on my mind.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you over to a supervisor for that other amount. Right. Just hold one moment.
Every time you try to support their ass and they do some underhanded shit.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Is there anything else that I may help you with before I get you transferred over?
Put me on to the next person so they can get some of this foul ass mouth of mine.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Just stay on the line. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Motherfuckers, man, motherfucking people do anything for money to rip off regular people. You know what I mean? Who the fuck would take a job that they could scam a motherfucker and then blame it on you don't read the fine print? You should have that shit up front when you say you paid $6 and this here what you have to pay every month when you get, you know what I'm saying, man? They crazy. I had to do this shit every month. Motherfucker scam me out of my fucking money. Some hidden agenda shit.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
You're still there? You can record me.
I was just checking in with you, sir.
I'm just doing my job, checking in.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Just stay on the line. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You should have been to transfer me over. Trying to hear us. You hear me, man?
No, sir. I'm not listening to you. I was gathering up information so I can transfer you over. And I was doing my job by checking in, letting you know that I was still here. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.